Passionate messages on Syracuse's future came through Thursday night at a forum for the city's candidates for mayor. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the candidates spoke to an intimate crowd of downtown's young professionals.
The event was hosted by the pro-Syracuse advocacy group 40 Below. Designated Democratic candidate and common counselor Joe Nicoletti told the group his experience and his relationships at the state and federal level will move the city forward.
I think when you compare over 30 years of working in city government, I think it becomes very clear who has the most talent.
But Democratic primary challenger Marty Masterpol has experience too on the common council, the Onondaga County Legislature, and as city auditor. He says the next mayor will have to renegotiate sales tax sharing with the county, something he did as a county legislator.
We had a good relationship with the Common Council. We worked a good deal. It really was positive for city taxpayers, and I want to do that again.
Juanita Perez-Williams is another Democratic challenger who received big applause on topics like innovation and rebuilding neighborhoods.
We're going to do it block by block. We're all going to do this in teams. We're going to be proactive. We're not going to allow things to slip through the cracks.
Independent candidate Ben Walsh has worked with 40 Below before.
I want to send a clear message that I am the candidate that's focused on attracting and retaining young, talented people in this community.
Republican candidate Laura Levine, who recently proposed mayoral control of the schools, says that could attract more families to the city.
And the way they're going to want to live here is if they know that they have high-performing, safe schools to which to send their children, then we're going to be back on the right track.
Chris Fowler was endorsed by the Libertarian Party. He says he wants to hear what people want.
Let's talk about what those things are and how we move forward and how we become a place where people want to be.
The Onondaga County Board of Elections invalidated hundreds of petition signatures for Democratic candidates Alfonso Davis and Raymond Blackwell. Davis says he is appealing, and Blackwell hopes voters feel the energy and write him in. Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins is also running for mayor but did not attend the event. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.